Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, a little diversion from our JPM coverage to look at the Transcarent $200 million Series C funding round. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week in Health IT, a set of channels dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, Gordian Dynamics, Quill Health, Tausight, Nuance, and Canon Medical. Oh, and Current Health, another great company. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. All right, story for today. In a little over a year, Transcarent, led by former Allscripts CEO and Livongo founder Glenn Tolman, has raised close to $300 million and attained a $1.6 billion valuation. I see different numbers, but it's roughly 1.6-ish billion. What's a few hundred million between friends? That's the headline, but that's not the story of this funding round. Three providers have signed on: Northwell Health, Intermountain Healthcare, and Rush Medical Center. And today we're going to explore why that is. But before we get there, let's hit a story that's going to give us the details around this. I chose the MedCity News story because it was less fawning over the actual funding round and the valuation and more about the substance. So here you go. What is Transcarent? That the company helps self-insured employers give workers access to doctors 24/7 through the Transcarent app and get medical services and medications at a price that's discounted for the employer with nothing out of pocket from the employee. All right, so that's not the best explanation of what they do. So let's go to the press release. This is what Glenn Tolman had to say. Health consumers want an experience, and that's what this is, an experience company they can understand and feel comfortable with that provides unbiased information, trusted guidance, and easy access to high-value care that always puts quality first, Glenn said in the statement. They want better solutions for everyday care, for medications, for surgeries, for care that is delivered where and when they need it, ideally at home and not always during the day, and for high-quality solutions for complex care like cancer. And they want all of that in one place. And that is really true. And I think they've hit the sweet spot right now. They have a serious amount of demand, a serious amount of interest, and they have generated interest in the partnerships. And we're going to go into that in a minute. All right. So what's going on? In October, Transcarent announced it was partnering with Walmart to make care more affordable and accessible for employees of self-insured companies. Under the partnership, employees are able to access everything from vision centers to testing and telehealth offered by Walmart instead of charging companies per employee and for all employees insured. Transcarent makes money by getting a cut of the discount it's able to offer for healthcare services and medications. So when Walmart uses its buying power to lower the cost of medications, for example, self-insured employers get them for less and Transcarent gets a portion of that savings. It goes on. Here's what the investors had to say. For years, we've been anxiously waiting for more wide-ranging reform towards value in the healthcare industry and felt it has never been fully addressed, mostly because no one entity was willing to build a better end-to-end health and care experience from the ground up. Christian Scherer, investment manager for Kinevec, who is co-leading the Series C funding round, said in the statement, "We see Transcarent as the first company to address this challenge head on in a new and different way that is focused first and foremost on the consumer." See what else we have. Okay, another quote here from Michael Dowling, CEO of Northwell. "Northwell Health has long been committed to doing our part to drive health reform in our region. It's why we launched Northwell Direct to deliver high-quality employer health services tied to new payment models. Today, we're proud to be partnering with and investing in Transcarent as a way to accelerate our efforts on a national level." All right, so let me tell you why health systems are partnering with this. And to do that, I am going to take a look over here at Matthew Holt and Jessica DeMassa with the healthcare blog who do WTF Health, What's the Future Health? A great resource to keep up to date on what's going on in the health tech and health investment space. And they really captured this really well. Two paragraphs. Here you go. The investors are interesting for all of those who want to read into the strategic messaging here. Late-stage Livongo investor Kinevec led the round alongside Human Capital and Ally Bridge Group. Existing investors came back in, and probably most surprising are hospital systems, Northwell Health, Intermountain Healthcare, and Rush Medical Center. Apparently, other hospitals wanted to get in but missed the chance thanks to a tight timeline. Glenn explains his rush and why the capital is essential to further build out TransCarent's offering in light of the market opportunity he's seeing among employers. All right, so evidently other health systems wanted to get in. They couldn't get through the tight timeline. As you can imagine, they're moving very fast. The internals of some health system investments do not move nearly as fast as this is moving. My guess is you'll see some of those straggle in here with some announcements over the next, 3 to 6 months. We'll see what happens. They go on with their take on this. This is a payment model innovation play. That is basically arming those large self-insured employers with the bargaining power and healthcare ingenuity of Glenn Tolman and what he says is the best executive leadership team he's ever assembled. The pieces are certainly starting to come together, and it looks a lot like a new age payer to me. TransCarent's basically got the prescription drug pricing power of a PBM in its relationship with Walmart, a national network of top-end health systems who are either partners or have skin in the game thanks to this funding round, the Centers of Excellence business it bought with Bridge Health, and some coming soon care at home cancer care and behavioral health offerings Glenn teases us about in their interview with them. All that is offered to employers at full risk to TransCarent, which takes no copays or coinsurance from members, doesn't charge any per employee per month fees for their employers, and is keeping providers happy with payment upfront. If it's not a payer, it's only because it's better than our current definition of a payer. That might be the only reason why. All right, so that's their take on it. And by the way, I love their take on it. I'm not arrogant enough to think that I'm the only one with the right take on these things. That's a pretty accurate take on this. I like what they're saying. My take on this is these providers got in because it's a great investment. They have tapped into something here. Employers, if you've gone to these benefit meetings, they don't go well. They're very challenging for the employers. They're very challenging for the employees. Employees struggle with gaining care. It is, it's very hard to figure out. It's very hard to navigate. And Glenn has made it clear to me they're not a navigation company, but they're an experience company. And our experience isn't good. They've tapped into something here. They're knitting together the pieces they need. The Walmart deal is very interesting. These partnerships with health systems, why would the health systems sign on? Getting paid for surgeries is kind of a big deal. Plus, this is something that a lot of health systems have been trying to figure out and trying to build on their own. As you see in the Northwell case, Northwell Direct was Northwell's attempt to go direct to employers and build something out. Now, when you look at this, a lot of those employers have national programs, which means that Northwell would have had to build out this entire infrastructure for doing this on a national basis for the employers that are all across the country. So it requires different partnerships. And then you have the specific capabilities that are required to drive costs out of the system and improve the experience. And a Northwell may have been able to build that over time, but a company like TransCarent that is well-funded and well-run and has a great management team is going to be able to really focus in on those key areas. And those key areas, which Glenn has talked about on several occasions, are number one, prescription costs, number two, surgical costs, number three, care at home, and number four, complex care. So you have a company that is focusing in on four areas that are very important to delivering high quality care to employees at a reduced cost to the employers, and they're taking the risk. So I say expect Glenn to accelerate growth through acquisition. That has been their model when they were at Allscripts and Livongo. We saw some of that as well. And I think you're going to see more of that here. They're also going to do some hiring and also new strategic partnerships. So expect announcements to continue to come out of Transcarent all year. Transcarent has hit a sweet spot, and this team knows how to scale. We could really be watching something special with this one, so we're going to keep an eye on it. In fact, I am interviewing Glenn Tolman this afternoon. That will air on the This Week Health conference channel next week. We're going to do a special episode on Wednesday before we drop our usual episode on Friday. So keep an eye out for that. That is going to be a good conversation. I look forward to talking to Glenn. That's all for today. If you know someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher. You get the picture. We are everywhere. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders: Gordian Dynamics, Quill Health, Taucite, Nuance, Canon Medical, and Current Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.